Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, October 7th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Russia continues to retreat in Ukraine. Supreme Court strikes down another gun control law. The national debt hits an all-time high. A new survey ranks the fastest drive-through windows in America. Also coming up, my message of the day, update listeners, sound off. But first, Ukraine taking more territory from the Russian army. This is unbelievable when you think about it. Tiny Ukraine kicking the butt of Putin's army. So the Russians are retreating from Luhansk. That area was officially annexed by Putin less than 3 days ago, and now they're on the run. Said Ukrainian President Zelensky, quote, "We are deoccupying these lands. The only option left for Putin is to go home," unquote. U.S. officials believe 150,000 Russian troops have either been killed or injured since the invasion began in February. 150,000. Supreme Court striking down another gun control law. The case in question centers around a Massachusetts law that imposes strict restrictions on the possession and purchase of pistols. The bill also includes a lifetime ban for anyone convicted of a non-violent felony. The Supreme Court ruled the measure is a clear violation of the Second Amendment, threw it out. And the same thing happened, as you'll remember, in New York State last summer. The U.S. debt topping $31 trillion for the first time. Economists blame the massive figure on inflation, new federal spending, the pandemic, and growing entitlement programs like Medicare. Americans themselves are taking on more personal debt as well. 40% of us are using credit cards to cope with high prices. A third have drained their savings entirely. 66% of American families live paycheck to paycheck, a very dangerous situation. New survey from Market Research Magazine ranks the fastest drive-through windows in America. Each year, national food chains are judged by speed, accuracy, and customer service. Top five, Arby's, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Dunkin' Donuts, the quickest restaurant for hungry drivers, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Folks at KFC spend just 63 seconds waiting in the car. The slowest, Chick-fil-A. Average wait, 5 minutes, but I think it's worth it. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday, as you may know. If you'd like to reach me, it's very easy. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. Let's go to Stephen in Charleston, South Carolina. You would think people would wake up and change politicians running the government if nothing gets better. But they do keep voting the same people into office, and that is a disaster, particularly on a local level, Stephen, when you have these progressive DAs and mayors and governors, and crime is going through the roof. There are dead people on the street. Yet you are right. The Democratic machine keeps cranking it out. Gino, Davenport, Iowa. Hey, Bill, you've asked many times for anyone to submit just one thing President Biden has accomplished. I submit he has brought us all together. No. Biden has not brought anybody together. The progressives still support him because he does what they say. Conservative, traditional Americans despise President Biden, and maybe that's too strong a word, but I think they do because his policies are hurting everybody. Myron Sloan, Iowa. O'Reilly, so you wouldn't vote for Herschel Walker if he's guilty of what? Lying about an abortion? They all lie. Myron, I don't have to vote for people who aren't honest, do I? Is that what you want me to do? Cast a ballot for somebody who's not honest? I would never do that in any party in any circumstance. I mean, look, if you want to vote for Herschel Walker or support him, go ahead. If Herschel Walker is not guilty, as he says he's not, and I'm giving him due process, fine. But if he lied to the American people and the people of Georgia, I'm not voting for him. Norman, La Mesa, Texas. Bill, the manner in which Herschel Walker dances around direct questions makes me think he did pay for an abortion. Look, you can think what you want, Norman, but he's entitled to due process. And so we can't condemn him at this point. Kathleen, if I wanted to send help to Floridians, what organization do I go through? It's hard, but I would go through the Red Cross. You know, they are consistently honest. Okay, and finally in the segment, I want to just address the mail in general. We get really good mail. But I think some on the radio are so busy, you know, you're listening in the car, you're listening in the house while you're doing chores that you kind of forget. We want to know what you think about the O'Reilly Update and my opinions. That's what makes this radio program special, because our listeners have a tight bond with us. So again, it's bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com. Just let me know what you think. Short email. Only going to use first names, okay, so you won't get disparaged by crazy people. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve that message by putting it together. If you'd like more honest news analysis, BillO'Reilly.com has it. Killing the Legends, my new book. I hope you check it out. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Sports remains one of the most important cultural pillars of our society. Recent survey from Gallup finds 45% of American adults say games play a major role in their daily lives. Here are the greatest athletes of all time as ranked by CBS Sports. Top 10 begins with Jesse Owens. He won 4 gold medals at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin, while an irate Adolf Hitler watched from the stands. Next, Mickey Mantle. Between 1951 and 68, Mick took home 7 World Series trophies for the New York Yankees. Number 8, the great one, Wayne Gretzky. The Canadian's NHL career spanned 20 years and 900 goals. The 7th spot goes to Pelé. The Brazilian is the only soccer star to have won 3 World Cups. Number 6, Babe Ruth. The great Bambino spent 22 years in the big leagues, hitting 714 home runs, and the Babe never lifted a weight. Top 5 starts with Michael Jordan, the highest paid athlete of all time. Jordan earned $3 billion throughout his NBA career. That's amazing. Next, Tiger Woods. He won 15 major golf championships and 82 PGA Tours. Number 3, Yogi Berra. He played in 14 World Series, winning 10 of them with the Yankees. Second place, Tom Brady. Brady is the greatest winner the National Football League has ever seen and the best quarterback in history, I believe. His 620 passing touchdowns and 85,000 passing yards are the most ever, so he's got to be the best quarterback, right? He also has the most Super Bowl MVP awards, and he's the only player to win 7 championships. Finally, the greatest athlete of all time, Muhammad Ali. Not only is he the best boxer to ever live, the fighter fundamentally changed American culture in the 1960s. For the incredible story behind the rise and the gruesome fall of Muhammad Ali, please check out my latest book, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.